I'm Bob Boylan with All Songs Considered. I have this little plus one podcast for you, a small extra podcast we're going to try to do. I'm in Boston right now. Last night we did a listening party in Boston. We play music for an audience, in this case, for students at the Berklee College of Music, and others came. And on the panel were a series of music experts, James Reed from the Boston Globe. We had Amelia Mason. She works at WBOR for the Artery. And then this fascinating music cognition expert, Susan Rogers. She's also an audio engineer. She did the work on Purple Rain. She'd worked with David Byrne. Anyway, she had something really interesting to say that we'll just take a few minutes to listen to, but I thought was really fascinating. And all the music thinking and talking about that I have done, I think Susan Rogers has nailed what it is that fascinates so much of us about music in about a sentence or two. So let's listen to Susan Rogers at the All Songs Considered listening party in Boston. I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.
May I speak, just coming from the field of psychology, we know that human beings prefer their stimuli to strike the perfect blend between complexity and simplicity. So if it's the simplest music of all is children's music, and we don't listen to it because it's for children, it's too simple and predictable for us. And the most complex music of all is, of course, free-form jazz, because they're aiming to be totally unpredictable. No one buys that either. The music that is, you know, because everything regresses toward the mean, the music that most people buy, popular music, has struck the perfect balance between simplicity and complexity. There are recognizable elements in it. It's simple enough. We recognize it. But it needs some complexity, some character of newness about it. But the thing about it, that wave is constantly moving forward with culture and with society. So if Buddy Holly came out today, he'd be on the left side of that bell curve. The music would be way too simple for us. We've heard all that before. In fact, we heard it 50, 60 years ago. The music that we listen to, like Gorilla Toss, the stuff that is innovative is a little bit too complex for some people, but trends are moving in that direction as we roll forward as
a society. So would you say that Buddy Holly, when people first heard Buddy Holly, they would think that there was a complexity and a simplicity because they had never heard anything like that before?
It was brand new. That's right. That was on the right side of the bell curve. It was on the new side, the complex side. But that wave is constantly moving forward. And another great quote from a scientist whom I wish I could remember his name, but he said, the human mind treats a new idea the way the human body treats a new protein. We reject it. A brand new idea, initially it's like, I don't like it.
Again, a bell curve.
And it kind of takes a little minute to internalize these new things and go, I think I do like it.
But the weird thing about that is, like, if you listen to, like, top 40 now, like, harmonically speaking and, like, melodically speaking, it's not actually more complex.
Let me add something to that. The complexity doesn't have to be in the stimulus itself. The complexity doesn't have to be in the music. Sometimes the complexity is in the artifacts around the music. Lady Gaga's music is not all that complex. She's complex. She wore a dress made out of meat. She wears shoes that are this high. So because music and vision, the visual elements, how the artist looks and the videos and all that go together, you almost can't separate the two. We often regard music according to other factors, outside factors, what the artist looks like, if they have a great video, what their position is in society, things like that.
See, this explains why when Whoomp, There It Is came out in the 90s. I found it just bafflingly complex. And I've only now, like 20 years later, come to fully appreciate it.
It did bring a lot of minds to a complete halt.
I would argue it's newness, not complexity.
And I'm imagining a room full of four-year-olds listening to free jazz. So, we go with that. A moment from the All Songs Considered listening party in Boston. What do you think? Simplicity, complexity, the mix between the two makes the perfect pop song. Is that true for you? Think of one. I'm Bob Boylan. It's All Songs Considered.